as a method to do that. And there's so many different ways you could use PR to do that as well. I mean, there's not just interviews, your reviews, live Q&As, events, doing workshops, webinars, writing blog posts for industry blogs. Like, there's a huge wealth of ideas. There's so many different ways you can do that. But you have to understand that it is a long game, that there's more than one way even using PR to reach those goals, and that the response is never going to come from where you want it to come from. The best you can do is try. The best you can do is do that outreach.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, come back and go, what happened? What am I willing to learn from it? How can I grow from it? Is there a better way for me to approach this particular outlet compared to what I did last time? So if you're approaching it from a scarcity standpoint, a fear standpoint, and then you start to self-sabotage, bringing in the imposter syndrome part of it when things don't work out, when things take longer, maybe you get media rejections, you start going into that spiral of, this isn't going to work for me, my story's not worthy of being shared, all of this kind of thing, all of that affects how you move forward and whether you move forward. Mm-hmm. And having unrealistic expectations about results also plays into that as well. I've had entrepreneurs approach me who claim they want to be a media mogul. They have no media experience.
They want to be on Jimmy Fallon tomorrow, right, Lillian?
Exactly. We've talked about this before. Like, this is the kind, when you come at it with that kind of attitude, what that tells me is you are completely overlooking and dismissing what could be better opportunities that are better fit for your brand and your story at the stage that you are right now in order to get comfortable with interviews, in order to build these relationships that will help promote you and uplift you and give you this fantastic, high-quality, third-party endorsed, trustworthy content for your social media and for your email marketing. You're willing to overlook all of that to try and shoot for what you believe is mainstream success without taking a step back and thinking, wait a minute, are their audiences even the right audiences for what I'm doing? You know, are they actually going to be paying attention?